Hi, everyone. This is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church, your pastor for the day. It's been about a week since Debbie, the tropical storm that became a hurricane, hit several southeast states before continuing north. Many communities experienced double-digit rainfall totals as water from the storm poured into streams and other tributaries. Some of the highest rainfall totals were in Florida, which ironically is called the Sunshine State. As I thought about this, I was reminded that none of us are exempt from the storms of life. For some Christians, life is mostly sunny. Yet at one point or another, all of us are hit with storms, sometimes when we least expect it. So we want to be ready when storms come our way. One meteorologist in South Carolina, as he was anticipating the arrival of Debbie, sent out an urgent warning on his social media account saying, quote, "I cannot begin to describe the scope and scale with this kind of rainfall coming. Historic, catastrophic, major, extreme. Those are all words that describe what kind of storm this will be. I urge everyone to have a plan in place right now and to be ready to act immediately." End quote. Such a statement reminds us, first, to pray for those who find themselves in the path of an actual hurricane, cyclone, or another kind of tropical dangerous storm. But these words also convey, in a broader sense, the importance of being prepared to face the storms of life. It's a helpful metaphor. When it comes to encountering severe trials, do you have a plan in place? Are you ready to act immediately? Do you know what to do, how to respond in that moment of crisis? The storms of life are part of God's sanctification plan, revealing your heart and growing you into His image, His likeness. So don't let the difficult storms in your life become bigger than the promises of Jesus. He has pledged to be with you through any storm that He providentially permits to come your way. In Isaiah 43, the Lord says to His people, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you." What a great promise this is. What assurance it gives us as believers in Christ. By God's grace, we can actually allow the storms of life to propel us to trust God as our refuge and deliverer. The 19th century preacher Charles Spurgeon testified, "I have learned to kiss the waves that throw me up against the rock of ages." Or as one hymn writer put it, "We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love." This is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church. We're located on Holt Road in Webster, New York. Our mission is to glorify God by making disciples who embrace God's truth, enjoy God's people, and extend God's glory. We've had a fantastic summer of ministry and are getting geared up for the fall. September 8 is our big kickoff Sunday, not only for our fall ministries, but also for our brand new sermon series on the book of Revelation. As we live in the last days, in a world plagued by turmoil, we can be encouraged to remain steadfast in the faith as we consider the ultimate triumph of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. If you do not already belong to a faithful gospel-preaching, Bible-teaching church, we would love for you to check out Webster Bible Church. We have ministries for all ages and a congregation made up of folks from all walks of life who share a common bond in Christ. Our love for Him and for people is evident. Our church is growing. God is at work. And we would love for you to be a part of what God is doing here. To find out more about Webster Bible Church, please check out our website at www.websterbible.org. It's been my privilege to be your pastor for the day. Thanks for listening.